Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Coming up this week, we have, of course, tomorrow Harley Schlanger. Tim will be on an hour early today. We have lots of news to cover, especially with this Iran agreement. And coming up Thursday, we're going to have a real special with Carl Gallops, who'll be on a number of times in the next month or so, talking about his latest book, Understanding the Trumpet Days of Revelation, Final Warning, by Carl Gallops. And, of course, he wrote the books The Magic Man in the Sky and The Rabbi Who Found Messiah. And, of course, he found Messiah by using Kabbalistic numerology. God will use all kinds of different things, including even the divinations of the rabbis using technologies that are not necessarily godly. But he found the name of Yeshua, which means the breath that inhabits flesh, i.e. the incarnation of the Most High God. And, of course, this book that's called Final Warning by Carl Gallops is really a pretty good analysis. As I say, I had a chance to talk to him this morning before the show today. And as I said, I like the way you approach this, because I approach it the same way as a locksmith, not a map maker, and a person with a checklist. And if you look at the titles of some of the chapters, starts off, for example, chapter number 4, To Rapture or Not to Rapture. And I remember giving my lecture back in 1999 at 242 cities in Israel, down the southwest end of the Dead Sea. And when I gave my lecture in Dallas, Texas, I had a lady come up to me and she says, "Dr. Deagle," she's an older lady in her late 70s, "I don't understand the rapture." I said, "Well, let's put it this way. You're in Dallas, and I know from my expertise working at the U.S. Space Command and Strategic Defense Star Wars and with NORAD, you've got at least 5 nukes aimed at your city of Dallas, or probably 50 megatons from the former Soviet Union, now called Russia." And I said, "If those happen to come and land here in your ground zero, you're going to all of a sudden open your eyes and you'll be above and floating in the clouds and you'll say, 'Hello, Jesus.' That's called the rapture." I said, "The idea that you're going to be pulled out of here before some other sorry person who hasn't got a relationship with the Most High God, so they don't spend eternity separated from their Creator, is foolishness." So I invite people to kind of bring up that issue, and we can talk about it. He also talks about the feasts of the Lord in the book of Revelation. Turns out the feasts, which are the ancient Hebrew feasts, we just had one, Passover, and of course we also had a blood moon. The blood moons happened last year and this year are very significant. This is the Shemitah year, a year of judgment. And we see that. We see a president who, in fact, is doing a lot of things that are very much like Haman of the ancient Babylon, literally putting America in a position of danger. For example, we don't have an agreement that the Iranians are swearing off destroying the state of Israel, which the mullahs have always declared, going back to the Ayatollah Khomeini. And how can you make a deal with a nation that's religious system believes that Taqiyya and Maruna, to lie to you, is an art form? And the only reason why they may not be able to have a new hidden nuclear program, if we do have surveillance, but we don't have complete surveillance or snap drills to check to see if they're actually enriching, or that they have turned over all of their highly enriched uranium. They got thousands more centrifuges, so they're going to cheat. It's almost like, I think one of the newsmakers on Fox News said, it's like it's being surprised if you marry a prostitute that she's messing around. I mean, it's pretty bizarre. And then we look at, of course, they talk about the olive tree and the lampstands. Of course, the olive tree of the church, and the church basically has, in a sense, two real compartments. We have what we call the Church of Ephraim, which is the separated northern church, the Church of Israel, and Judah, which are Messianic modern Jews, which are, they used to be called the people of the book, because the northern tribes lost the book and they were following the apostate Druidic priests. And then, of course, he goes through the various different chapters on the different trumpets. Talk about the sounds of the trumpets and what they really mean in terms of different events. God's timepiece, of course, is the state of Israel, good for good or bad. And the time feast basically mean the tribulation really won't start until the false peace treaty is signed and they partition the state of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. I can't tell you when that'll happen, but I can tell you on the checklist when that happens. The Jews can only start sacrificing the Temple Mount on a Sukkot after a Shemitah year. And that means potentially this fall a peace treaty would have been signed and the Jews may be able to start a Tabernacle of Moses even before the temple's built, ceremony on the Temple Mount. So now, right now where the Jews are wailing at the Wailing Wall is actually the ancient fortress, Roman fortress of Antonius. The actual temple is built below the eastern gate of the Temple of Antonius on what's called the Gihon Springs. So historically where the Jews are, you know, wailing at the Wailing Wall, saying that there's still pieces of the temple left, there was nothing left. In fact, Josephus announced that the temple was so destroyed that you wouldn't even see it as signs of a demolition site, if you want to call it. And then we, of course, have the abomination that desolates. Basically, what abomination means, in fact, it's funny, we have a name of our president that fits that perfectly, the Obamination, because he is an abomination. He's very much against Christians. He's literally sponsoring ISIS attacks that are killing Christians and dropping equipment and material at the same time. They're allowing a Quds force, an Iraqi Shiite militia, to call in B-2B bomber runs against the ISIS attacks. So we're on both sides of it. And there are people even talking about giving a second Nobel Peace Prize to Obama for, quote, averting war, when in fact this framework agreement is going to speed up the weaponization of nuclear forces in the Middle East. So we're going to have quite a discussion, not only today in the second and third hours, but also on Thursday with Carl Gallup. He's got a very good analysis here of a lot of things. The two segments of the church, the Philadelphian church, that I call Prepper Church, they're spiritually, physically prepared, and the rest of the six churches, which are like the Laodiceans and others that are partially but incompletely prepared and have lost their first love. In other words, they're a little bit lost. And that's going to be an interesting discussion. I think what people should do is be watchmen, realizing that we have to live today. We're flying up this coming weekend to greet our little granddaughter. We were actually, it's funny, in the middle of the night, we were Skype watching her getting, this little sweetheart, getting breastfed from her mama. And she, when you see a beautiful new child in the world, you realize, you know, God wants human beings on the planet. He doesn't want destruction. Satan, of course, wants complete destruction. I call it omnicide. That's why Fukushima's not being fixed. That's why they did 9/11 in Oklahoma City and Ruby Ridge. That's why they want to promulgate dangerous vaccines. In fact, there's 300 vaccines in the works. There's even vaccines where they're going to take chunks of the Ebola virus DNA and actually insert it as part of the vaccine so you'll create the antigen. And I'm writing an article that will be posted not only up here on Genesis Network, but also for our Academy of Environmental Medicine and Anti-Aging Medicine in their blogs, because I'm now certified as one of their expert bloggers on the environmental issues for the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And I want to open up the lines for basically any medical topic, a geopolitical, spiritual topic for this next hour. Because we just had a Passover. We have a president who is actually not wanting to even allow Congress to force them to bring it all the terms of this so-called treaty, and thinks he has, quote, presidential primary rights to hide, quote, parts of this framework deal. It's not even a peace treaty with Iran. But the peace treaty with Iran is actually laying a framework so they can then later dissemble not only Syria but Iran so they can have the peace treaty. They think that the peace treaty cannot happen until they neutralize Syria and Iran. That's the reason for it. People need to realize if you're a locksmith and looking at the events of this time at the end of the age, it's really important to understand why are they pushing so hard to neutralize Iran and Syria. And of course, most people realize that Iran is the third largest oil producer in the world, and it's the first and largest gas producer on the planet. So we have to understand what's really going on. They've lost every year $63 billion in the economy in Iraq just because of the sanctions against them. Let me come back to your questions, 800-259-5791, and I'll be getting into some of their new NutriMed questions and answers and consults.
Up until now, we have been losing the war. The war on multi-drug-resistant superbugs that have emerged due to the overuse of traditional antibiotics. It's time to start winning with Alimax from NutriMedical.com. Alimax kills all disease-causing bacteria, viruses, parasites, and pathogens. It prevents illness and reverses disease, saving limbs and lives. Alimax, AliUltra, and AliMed capsules and liquid, and Alimax cream all contain stabilized allicin, never before available. Allicin is the most powerful, plant-derived universal killer of all pathogens, with no drug resistance and totally safe for both topical and oral application. AliMed is made with the world's only stabilized allicin extract. Read more and order AliMax from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and of course, the latest news and top stories come from a number of areas. What's going on in Yemen, of course, is the more deadly airstrikes as the Pakistani weighs whether to intervene. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen has renewed its air attacks on the Houthi rebels on Tuesday. And, of course, America is allowing our drones to give GPS coordinates for the missile and the bombing strikes against the Shiite militia in the mountains of Yemen. And, of course, what's going on right now is we're also seeing a big problem with Pakistan weighing in whether or not they're going to intervene to stop this. So Pakistan, of course, is on the other side of this issue. And Al-Qaeda in Yemen is expanding its footprint amid chaos, giving guidance. And India evacuates 232 foreigners, including Americans, Europeans from Yemen. So this war is really heating up. On the other hand, on the northern parts of Iraq, we have alliance, in a sense, with the Quds force from Iran and the Iraqi Shiite militia. They're former elements of the Saddam Hussein's army that are actually, in a sense, calling in bomber runs, and it's pretty concerning as to what's happening there. Because what's going on is this is in the midst of us, in a sense, making a military alliance with Iran, but they've not sworn off not destroying Israel. And we only have a framework treaty that Obama says he's going to veto any bill by Congress to force them to give all the terms of the so-called framework agreement, which is working toward a, quote, treaty by June. At the same time, Obama is pushing really hard in the United Nations to partition the state of Israel and ratify a Palestinian state and also partition the city of Jerusalem. That's pretty prophetic, and we'll talk about that in the Thursday show and also on today's show in hour two and three with Tim Alexander. So Turkey and Iran are agreeing to a trade to steer clear of the Yemeni disagreement. So Turkey and Iran are doing, in a sense, some kind of a trade agreement. At the same time, they have a major gas pipeline that they started 2 years ago, because Turkey does not have oil and gas, and they've got a major pipeline coming from Iran to supply them with oil and gas. Interesting. So, and, of course, through Kurdish territory, which is interesting as well, the Kurds now have enough money to have their own armed forces. That's very, very interesting. In terms of what's going on with healthcare, too, they're now saying, has PET scan may detect CTE sooner. In other words, they're talking about veterans. This is related concussion-related diseases. In other words, injuries to the brain. So, positron emission tomography scans can actually see changes in metabolism of the brain. I've mentioned this before. A quantitative electroencephalogram and PET scan are probably the most sensitive tests for picking that up. And they've also come up with new surgical reports saying that physical therapy equals surgery for certain low back pain. Back pain, you have to understand what back pain is. It's a loss of proper correlation between proprioception and muscle firing patterns. So the counteracting muscles are out of phase. Instead of 180 degrees, they're less than that. So that's the best primary directive that we discovered back in the early 80s with Dr. Stu Donaldson and myself doing research in my office on his PhD research and research for the Alberta Workers' Compensation Board on chronic pain. He's one of the premier biofeedback centers for electromyography in the world, and I worked with Stu for 7 years, so we have a lot of research on that. I applied that with Dr. Jim Hedgecock, UC Irvine, a PhD project he did back in the 90s, and got 1997 approval for the Axon 2 nerve scanner for pain, for adelson C fibers, for picking up your pain fibers. I added back in the late 90s the use of potentiometry, or EMG, to that to make it completely objective. So it's the first objective, not requiring patient input, a mapper of pain fibers right down the individual spinal nerve root or individual peripheral nerve in the world. There is no other technology. This is the only one. It's a basically a threshold test that actually involves a numerical analysis by software that can tell you right down to what the probable causes of the problem. So if you have a chronic pain problem, the first thing you want to do is get an Axon 2 scan. And you can also get digital thermography, which will correlate very highly with that. Nerve conduction EMG studies are considerably less sensitive, 30 to 40% compared to 99% for Axon 2 scan. And if you do digital thermography with that, it increases it even more. So I tell people a lot of the approaches to chronic pain are completely wrongheaded. Your skin actually regulates the pain, the fibers, and the neurological function. And it's the complex is called the first pain gate, called the Langerhans gate in your skin, that actually regulates that. So if people have chronic pain, my approach is considerably almost like an informatics issue related to the seven levels of the pain gate, all the way up to the thalamus and the cortical areas in the brain that actually regulate the final seventh level of the pain gate. So that's interesting. there's some new things, of course, about blood transfusions. It says allergies can be passed on through blood transfusions now. The Canadian Medical Association did a study on this following a case in 2007 when an elderly woman almost died from picking up a peanut allergy from a blood transfusion. So apparently those are what's called transfer factors and transferred immune cells that are sensitized. That's interesting. Blood transfusions are also apparently overused. So what they really need is to have electrolyte solutions that actually maintain the person's electrolytes instead of always rush and do massive blood transfusions. Also, I tell people if you're planning on a big surgery, start drawing blood before the surgery and bank it over a period of 90 to 180 days so that when you have enough units of blood, if you do go for a major surgery where there's expected blood loss, you're just getting your own blood back. So that's another... the problem also is that there are advanced tests for Chagas spirochetosis and for other pathogens like hepatitis C that are not being tested in our current blood supply. There are more advanced DNA tests that could be used, but we need to start pressuring the hospitals and the physicians that they have to start using their blood banks, more advanced testing, to exclude blood that has been contaminated with a stealth pathogen. And we now have announcements. We have a new form of Hansen's disease or leprosy now in Mexico that's spreading up. We've got Chagas spirochetosis now in America with at least a quarter to a third of a million people that came from Mexico and Central America that are now American citizens. It's not even talking about the illegals. And we have resistant tuberculosis, resistant multi-drug resistant TB, that is. And of course the XMDR-TB, which has total resistance to all drugs, from the time of diagnosis to death is just an average in South Africa, 21 days. So people need to realize there's more and more deadly pathogens, as I say, end-time plagues happening, and people are not paying attention to the fact that the spread, even among bird populations worldwide, is dramatic. We come back to your questions, 800-259-5791, any topic. 800-259-5791, any topic. Just tell the board op, John, today exactly what your question or statement is, and we'll get you on air.
What a glorious time to be free. What a beautiful world it will be.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply. supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
And a couple of other news items. I will search around for news items. One of my favorites is Green Med Info, which you'll see sometimes posted up article links. And, of course, one of the top articles I have here from Dr. Kelly Brogan, MD, is Drop Those Soybeans, Roundup Causes Cancer. It's not just soybeans, which are sprayed with them, of course, and soy oil is pro-inflammatory. It's mostly genetically modified as well. If you're getting soy, you want to make sure if it says soy, it's probably GMO. But also, we now know, and this is the WHO has even come out and made a statement that that Monsanto's chemical, Roundup, is a carcinogen. It induces cancer. And so hidden cancer cures exposed in the free docu-series. There are a number of cancer cures. What we tell, I don't like the word cure, I think things that help the whole physiological system. Immunotherapy is what we do with our current cancer protocol here in NutriMedical, where we strip off the fibronectin capsule with the use of Inflamex, which is the Wolbenzymin formula with serapeptide silkworm enzyme. And we use high dose, 3 to 5 capsules 3 times a day. And then, of course, we change the metabolism of the cancer cells, which are dependent on the hexose monophosphate shunt, by blocking it with malignant arrest. We use things to repair the DNA or cause cell apoptosis. We have 3 there. We have high-dose power C and full vitamin K2 or menaquinone 7, and we get it to the range of 60 gram equivalents a day of ascorbic acid. Is the only neutral pH ascorbic acid in the world. Calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium ascorbate with bioperin for 40% more absorption. And high-dose vitamin K2, 1 capsule per 3 capsules of power C. Then we use ellagic acid from the Terminala tubulia plant, 300 times higher concentration of ellagic acid than the pomegranate. A DNA repair or causes the cell to go through apoptosis. And malignant block developed by John Hopkins University, that's the sulfurophane glycosinolate, stimulated again through another mechanism, DNA repair and or cell apoptosis, makes the cancer cells go back to normal or commit cell death. We use nutraceuticals to raise your immune system function, such as NutriDefense. It has special factors in it that will actually boost your natural killer cell to fight cancer. We also block the ability of cancer cells for stealth. We use, of course, high-dose Myco D2, which has ergothionine and other factors in it from five different mushrooms that help. We call it oncomycin, which means fighting cancer, or Myco D2. And we have micelle D3, which is very important for your T-killer cells to be active and able to do that. So it's really important to approach cancer as a survivor cell, almost like a prepper cell, and understand what's going on there. There's also lots of new diseases that are called stealth diseases. One of them is a virus called XMRV that's now been proven. We have articles on that, the XMRV virus. We have a new strain of Hansen's disease or leprosy that's now spreading from Mexico. And we have chikungunya that only a few years ago was spreading up from Central America to the Caribbean and now as far north as New York City and the northeast United States. So when people think this isn't a problem, it really is. We also have talking about recommendations for people to do screening for things like breast cancer. Don't do mammography. The radiation, if you could take a number of mammograms yearly over many years, increases your risk of breast cancer. Do yearly thermography, and if you detect an abnormality, go for an MRI scan, which is far more sensitive than a radiation-producing CT scan or other tests, and they put what's called a graphite marker at the cell areas where there's a problem, and they repeat the test, say, in 6 months, and if it's abnormal, then a pathologist would do a ultrasound-directed needle biopsy and karyotype analysis of the DNA to see if it shows receptor changes and indication. Remember, now, cancer of the breast is not one cell. It's 50 million or 100 million cells or more that spontaneously in parallel do metabolic changes to turn into cancer cells. It's not one cell that goes awry. It's many. And most people don't realize cancer is not necessarily a uniform single cell. And when you get rid of the cancer itself, there are cancer stem cells present in the body as well that persist long after the cancer is supposedly eradicated. And as the metabolic changes recur that allows the cancer cells to reemerge, they go from stem cell to cancer again, and they're often radiation and drug resistant if the cancer is eliminated by radiation therapy or chemo. So they're now resistant to these other therapies, so the previous treatment, which I call paint by numbers, doesn't work. And one of the big things that we're seeing nowadays is infertility, and I see more and more people using very bizarre means of growing, you know, trying to grow embryos in petri dishes and do all kinds of things. The ubiquitous toxic heavy metals, including aluminum in vaccines, toxic heavy metals in our food, air and water, and now radiotoxins are dramatically lowering men's sperm counts. We also have bisphenol A that lowers sperm counts and acts as a xenoestrogen. And so the actual sperm count now is less than half what it was in the 1950s in the male population. And the amount of levels of testosterone is significantly lower as well. Also, as you gain weight, your body takes the adipose tissue will take your testosterone, androstenedione, and dihydrotestosterone and bioconvert it to female hormones. So you want to use our blocker, which is hormone synergy, to actually block that conversion, bioconversion, and release the male hormone from the sex hormone binding globulin as well. We had an additional request, by the way, and people say, what are the combination drinks for losing weight? I recommend Ageless Energize. It has energizing because it has some extra things like all the things in Ageless, but also has all the components of Vitamin Mineral Max Minerals Plus and chlorogenic acid for speeding your metabolic rate and burning off fat and raising your metabolic rate and core body temperature. So it's a very, very good Ageless Energize along with Glycemix that reverse insulin resistance and diabetes. So if you're trying to get a weight loss or muscle building combination, Ageless Energize and Glycemix is a magic combo. And I often will throw in also Life Support and NutriComplete. But the key one is Ageless Energize when you're requesting it. And we have it in the vanilla latte flavor. We only have the one flavor of the Ageless Energize vanilla latte. Glycemix is both chocolate and vanilla. So you get some additional information there. Right now, we're not getting fully informed consent when people are being pushing in these number of states the forced vaccinations. And, of course, the we get really uninformed consent. So physicians are being turned into white coated, what I call, Spitznaz medical officers in the Gestapo healthcare system that has been set up by Obama and the Health and Human Services, HHS. And, of course, it walks lockstep with the big drug companies, the state licensing authorities, and the big medical schools are all tied to big pharma. And, of course, they try to disrespect what I call genomic medicine, which is pushing further and further for cleaner food without GMO, for remineralizing, for getting rid of genotoxins such as Roundup, and for realizing that nutraceuticals such as those containing turmeric are some of the most powerful things to block cancer. That's why cell defense is a very important cancer blocker and inflammatory blocker for the heart. And if you're on blood thinners, you don't want to be taking them. I just got another consult this morning with a young gentleman who's taking Xarelto. For God's sake, don't take Brilinta, Xarelto, or Eliquis. These are all bad drugs. Don't take rat poison or Coumadin, or beyond the couple of days they give you a low molecular weight heparin. I tell people to go on that kinase. Recently by Dr. Sumi in Japan and Dr. Holsworth here in America. And also the use of the lumbrokinase, which is the earthworm enzyme that some of the metabolic pathways related to clotting are 14 times more powerful than the nattokinase. And I like a combination. I take actually both daily. Far better than aspirin. Aspirin just poisons your platelets and the cyclooxygenase enzyme pathway, so that doesn't fix the problem. And that's important for people to understand that they're not getting what we call true informed consent. When we come back, it's again still open lines on any topic, 800-259-5790. Just tell our board op, John, today, your question. And we will be bringing on Tim Alexander a little early because we have lots to discover and go over today. And we will, as I say, every hour of every show is open lines. If you have a question or topic, stay in the topical range that we're on. Ask a question that keeps us on track.
If you're going to take just one natural supplement, why not 7-in-1? That's Cardovite, a 7-in-1 tonic for life from NutraMedical.com. Cardovite contains 7 synergistic herbs to promote maximum wellness for your heart and whole body. Take Cardovite to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Cardovite from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com contains 7 super herbs: cayenne, garlic, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry. The 7 herbs in Cardovite act in such a way that each herb is enhanced in the presence of the others. For hypertension, heart attack, stroke prevention, sexual function, brain circulation, lowering cholesterol, and improving circulation, take Cardovite, the tonic for life. Order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. appeal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
And welcome back. And we have a question, John, from Austin, Texas. A question regarding flesh-eating bacteria. And go ahead, John, with your question or comment.
Yes, Dr. Siegel. Here's my question. Recently read something that ISIS, or ISIL, has been infected by a flesh-eating bacteria. And could that come from cannibalism? And I find it kind of odd that if they're being infected with this bacteria, Obama just let 40 Americans who went and fought with this group back into the U.S. unencumbered.
So what do you think of our closet Muslim president?
I really can't say that on the air, Doctor.
You can use words that are not curse words, but you can circumscribe it in intellectual terms that anyone, especially God, would understand. How's that? I can tell you. I'll help you along. How's that? Because what I see with Obama is a man who is wonderfully talented at doing satanically evil things to destroy the fabric, the constitutional basis, and the separation of powers of the various branches of our federal government. He takes orders from the United Nations and the World Health Organization. He is about to sign a framework for a peace treaty that will guarantee the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the Middle East and the guarantee of a thermonuclear war, with the trigger being the State of Israel that will use the Samson option that will end up with creating a major conflict. So it's important to understand that that's a very big problem.
That's pretty close to how I would have worded it, Dr. Deagle, surprisingly. Yeah.
What's that? I think that helps a lot.
But, you know, this whole thing with ISIS and this flesh-eating bacteria, I can't help but think that it comes from cannibalism.
Right.
And then, like I said, he's letting these fighters who came from the U.S., who went over there and fought with ISIS,
We have 5,000 Americans that are actually American citizens that are actually went over to fight with ISIS and are allowed back in the country. Firstly, they should immediately go to prison as a form, and they should have their American citizenship revoked. I think that what we have to understand, and this is something that we talked about yesterday with Chris Geo and Sherry, and I have to clarify a couple of things. First off, it is important, the mechanism that caused 9/11. It's not, oh, well, there were aircraft go in or their E-10s or whatever. I know specifically and can tell you how the buildings were demolished, both from their own data, the U.S. Geological, et cetera. Well, the same thing goes on with Islam. We have to understand, yes, the Bible has some Old Testament things that if a woman did this and that, they would stone her, etc. And those, and that practice actually stopped, you know, at the time of Christianity. And of course, it rose again when the church became pagan under the Roman Catholic Church. And the Pope literally had his own private army, which caused the Albigensian massacre of probably several million people in southern France. What people should understand is that Islam, though, reading the Quran, actually are dialogues between Muhammad saying he may have dialogued with Satan. He actually says it in the Quran that his wife was told this, and that's why Salman Rushdie wrote the Satanic Letters, which, of course, he ended up with a fatwa and had to hide for years from being killed from the Muslims because he was actually a Muslim cleric scholar. What we have to understand is that all of the terrorism in the world, not some, but all, ALL, all of the terrorism is Muslim. And when people say that there's moderate Islam, and I have to disagree with them, it's not just a matter like moderate Christianity, etc. And there's some bad aspects where some Christians think it's okay to do abortion, which means they really aren't Christian. They are Christian in name only, because if you don't protect the unborn, you're not really a Christian. You're just Christianese, I call it. But in Islam, what happens is even the moderate Muslims aren't speaking out to stop the extreme ones. If they really were, we call it, it's like I say this in Christianity, if you're a real Christian, you have to have a mouth on you, and you have to take action against evil. If you see evil, you have to stand up against it. And you can pray for your enemies, but you have to have your sword drawn, like Jesus said. You don't have a sword, get one. Now, he put the ear back on the Roman guard that took him off from the Garden of Gethsemane to be sacrificed. But he also told them, if you don't have a sword, buy one. people need to balance this and understand you pray for your enemies and pray for peace, but you have to be realistic. There isn't going to be peace with Islam, period. I mean, let's just face that. It's not. The only thing what we should be doing is going in there with special forces and completely dismantling any nuclear centrifuge activities. There's been several thousand more centrifuges started in Iran. When you look at all the terrorism occurring with the Boko Haram in Nigeria, this massacre in Afghanistan, all these other terror things, it's always Islam. Now, some of it has been sponsored and controlled by globalists because they like to have the dialectic of chaos so they can build things up. Right now, Pakistan is actually talking about intervening in Yemen because the Pakistanis think that the Saudi Arabians should be massacring the Yemeni Shiites. And you have to understand that the population of the population of Pakistan are Sunni, but they're a brand of Sunni that doesn't agree with Saudi Arabian Wahhabism. Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia is not deeply embedded in Pakistan. Now, the Pakistanis have been guilty of allowing extreme elements, including the Taliban and so on, which basically were trained originally under the Mujahideen by us. Okay? Same as ISIS got trained in a town north of Amman, Jordan, by us up to 2 years ago, and the Israeli Special Forces and Academy Blackwater Security. And we continue to do airdrops of equipment and materials and weapons to ISIS. At the same time, we call them bombing runs to them. So people need to get a reality check. What's going on is Obama is a maniac. He's a very evil maniac, and he's extremely a good salesman. He's not a failure. He's just doing what he's supposed to do, which is to disassemble America, not allow the expansion of real credit, push us toward an economic zone of chaos worldwide, force the rest of the nations of the world and the BRIC nations, which eventually will succumb, and they'll try to call it what it is, but it's going to be basically a biometric world currency that otherwise the Bible calls the mark of the beast. And I can tell you it's going to be after a period of false peace, after getting so close to a final conflict that'll be thermonuclear, that conflict's already started. When you look at the situation going on now between the Shiite and Sunni forces in the Middle East, that proxy Middle Eastern war is already on. And the final missile's heading for Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and of course we talked about this in the past with Bill Salas, when he undoes the prophecies about the coming nuclear war, which we'll have him back on. He's doing a lot of conferences lately, so I haven't had him on, but he'll be back on talking about the coming nuclear war in the Middle East. And it talks about the prophecy that the burden of the desert by the sea, which is the Red Sea, that specifically refers to Saudi Arabia, where, in fact, the ancient Hebrews spent quite a bit of time down in the areas of Mecca and Medina in their travels. So people need to understand that the Holy Mountain that Moses went to was not in the Sinai Peninsula. It was down in the area of Saudi Arabia.
Right. With Pakistan, the hot area is a province known as Baluchistan.
Right.
Or Quetta, and that area, and the Torbora Mountain rolls back into Afghanistan and Iraq.
Well, why do we allow the people, the Taliban, to go back over the border into Pakistan and we don't go and attack them with drones or other things? Why do we then do drone attacks on open parties that we, quote, are wedding parties, and we kill 200 innocents for every Pakistani or Taliban-type person we think is a Muslim extremist, and then we do a second strike to hit the EMTs that are trying to save people from dying? Our policies are insane. We could be much more surgical in our killing of these people, which they need to have an appointment with Allah. We can arrange that, but we need to not kill innocents. And we need not do indiscriminate drone attacks, which burns out young people in these centers here in America, like in Atlanta, where they're controlling these remote drones to kill. We realize that killing is not the primary thing. What we could do is we could choke off the economy completely of these people and say, not only will we not buy oil, but any nation that buys oil from these countries, we won't do business with you, period. We're done. And that would put a squeeze on them. But I don't see that happening. I see America's policies from Obama are so weak, they're guaranteed to cause proliferation of nuclear weapons and a war that's coming in the Middle East that will bring on the tribulation. He's working hard to partition the city of Jerusalem and the state of Israel, which, to me, Israel is not acting rationally. And, of course, the president of Israel, Mr. Netanyahu, the prime minister, is a globalist. He's a CFR member and has been for many years. So if you look at all these things that are like a locksmith, we're rapidly heading toward a crisis here that's going to hit probably within months to years, not decades. And we're going to see economic chaos, probably in a 20% correction at least this year. We're going to see probably a peace treaty by this June that's going to lock down things to a guaranteed war in the near future that's going to be devastating.
Well, I enjoyed it, Dr. Siegel. Thank you.
But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.